one of the things that I am very firm about when I moderate forums is starting and ending. So we will start. My name is Deanne Lagerquist. I am here this summer working with this summer teaching program, along with my husband Rick Dunning, who curates the Portal Museum, and my son Thomas, who meets the bus. This is, I guess I wouldn't say this at every forum because it wouldn't necessarily be relevant, but tonight I will say it's my fifth summer, although I've never been here through a winter. I have never been a guest, and I have never lived in a lodge. So it's that the reason I give you all that information is because tonight's topic, if I were the director of Holden, probably will bring out things from us on the basis of how we know Holden and what Holden has done for us and what we want to do for Holden. And that varies among distinct but overlapping constituencies. Okay? Because there are people who move from one to another, right? The people who are here now as guests with their teenagers who were here on volunteer staff 20 years ago and so forth. A Holden forum is a conversation, a discussion. It is not a debate. We don't expect in a Holden forum that we will arrive at the answer. We do hope that when we leave the room an hour from now, or when some of us leave the room an hour from now, that we will have thought new thoughts, that we will be wiser, and that we will have more to think about. Most often at a Holden forum, we start with a panel of non-experts. Right? That is to say, people who maybe have thought about the question more than others, but they're really here to prime the pump and get us started. We thought that on this topic, we probably didn't need to prime the pump. If it becomes necessary, I have been reading evaluations, and I can tell you some things that people who have been here would have liked to say if they were here. Okay. Before we start, there's one other preliminary thing I want to do, and that's to, in case you haven't met them, introduce to you the three Holden directori. That's the term I favor, so I'm sure. Janet Grant in the purple sweatshirt, Susan Briel in the white blouse, and Martin Wells in the aqua polo. They knew each other before they got here. They knew each other before they got the job. They applied together. Now, I say this because people have asked about this. Okay.
Many times.
Janet has been here since mid-June. Martin and Susan arrived a week ago tomorrow. So they're relatively new. They were installed in June during the board meeting. And I want to say one thing about that installation service before I open up the floor to all of you. And that is that in the installation service, many people came forward to represent various constituencies and offer a blessing. And then at one point, all of us who were in the room were asked to make a statement of our support. And that's significant in and of itself, but I think even more significant was that we were asked to do that as representatives of the larger Holden community. A community which is like the church in that it is not bound or defined by time and space. We are here tonight in this room for this hour. But there are hundreds of people who would like to have a say but aren't here. So think that you speak not only for yourselves, but also for those other people. Okay, so I throw it open. Who wants to be first? If I were the director of Holden, I would...
Well, I want singing our hymn, our breakfast prayers back. We used to have the heat cards, and we pass them out, and we pick one, and we sing it to meet melodies, and... I think that was a way to center us down to what we were doing. I love the prayers we're doing as a whole, but I want that back. I would love to have a forum every night. A long time ago, we used to have a village philosopher who would go around with the different classes, and if there was a class that had a heated conversation that wasn't quite done in the hour, he'd write that one down. So we'll see if this will be a good forum for tonight. And so people would almost rush over here as fast as they wish to be able to. I love Holden. I have been here as a guest as well as staff. I'm curious why staff now is a two-week minimum rather than a three-week minimum. Is it because you can't find enough volunteers? Is there another reason why that was changed? I'm just curious.
I think, let me at this point kind of call it.
It's
just to say, I think that would be a good question to talk, of course, with them about, or Margo and Jim, if you know the volunteer coordinators.
Okay.
That tonight we're really eager to get out ideas more than to answer questions.
Yeah.
Not that the questions aren't important, but I may direct some of those to people for later conversation.
I'm done. I love Holden.
Yeah.
I had a very trivial thing as a director that day. I had the privilege of staying in one of the front rooms of the lodge's trip.
The what? Say that again.
One of the rooms on the porch.
Oh, room.
Rooms. I've never had that. Well, it's been years since I've had that privilege. The lights on the lodges are left on 24 hours a day.
On the porches.
On the porches. The curtains are rather sheer. We have solved this problem by using our extra blanket for a curtain. I don't know what other people do. They don't seem to do that. But I do think simple shades on those however many windows throughout the village would be a definite addition. That's a trivial thing. But that's just, we're getting started and thinking, you know. That's
yeah, and I should say that, it may sound trivial to you, but it could make or break a week, right?
That's right.
And we're here to hear, I'd like thicker curtains. To here's a real fundamental philosophical point. All of those are definitely in order.
All right.
Noah, would you like to expand? Yeah.
I have a request from a person who had to leave today, unfortunately, and he probably got a round of applause by everybody for being the most a guest who volunteered the most for garbology.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning I saw him out there. He's a neat guy. And he requested that I say to the group, to the directors here, that he would like to see a sign-up list for volunteers of guests that would like to help out here. And if I had known about more jobs as in my teaching position than I was aware of, I would have signed up for some of them as well.
Yes?
Oh, actually, Candy's the one that pointed this out to me. I didn't happen to sign up for crafts, but I enjoy going down and watching it in the process. And my daughter, I noticed, figured out right away on Sunday to get signed up, because when I had kind of looked at the craft schedule, the sign-ups, by Sunday night on our arrival, it was filled for, I think, Tuesdays and Wednesdays sessions, because we were just 10. And I felt sad for the people who didn't know the system as well, you know, that they would have missed that opportunity. And then Candy indicated there were several no-shows for Inca Weaving months that people had signed up. And it seemed to me, perhaps, that what she said is that, you know, if somebody wanted to do it, they could have kind of come and hung around. And then for the no-shows, then be able to be sat at the table. But Candy's been here before, and so have I. So, you know, kind of if you've been around, you kind of know some of those groups. But maybe there might be a way to try to be able to at least use the open spaces as much as possible, and perhaps with real popular things. I know we've got limited space. Or if this class is again offered, you know, I'd like to do this and maybe then another session of it. Something. It's just a thought.
And then subparagraph A on that one. Since there are only 10 or 12 spaces for these, if we could limit members of the same family to maybe two.
Right.
Because I noticed something that I wanted to take, there was only 10 spaces. Four of them are filled by one family. And I'm hoping that families communicate well enough that they could communicate these skills back to each other. Instead of taking one.
Can I ask a question of the directors instead of?
You can try.
Can you identify one thing that you're most anxious and interested in accomplishing here during your time at Holy?
Good question.
I mean, there are a bunch of things, yes, but is there one that we're really trying to stand out to?
Were the three of us together, or do we each get to speak singular?
Well, each, I suppose, if you're definitely in areas, so maybe you've talked about the common thing that's most important. I don't know.
I'd like to learn to drive the caterpillar.
That's a goal.
That
goes
mine, doesn't it? It's a man thing.
The best advice I got about Holden was not to squeeze too tight. So I'm not coming with a big agenda other than the encouragement and establishment of a strong center in worship, and the rest of the village somehow responding to that center and everything else we do.
I would build on that and say the thing that persuaded me finally to say yes to a call that I fought quite a while was the opportunity to live in a community whose heart is the heart of Christ Jesus, and to be part of both the winter community and the summer community that claims as its center the proclamation of the gospel in Jesus Christ. And then under that broad proclamation, to let every question be open, let every possible question be open for discussion, but that worship, as Janet likes to say, that frames our day, beginning with matins in the morning and vespers in the evening and culminating with Eucharist on Sunday, those things being what is solid, and making sure that is solid and rooted and grounded in the tradition. And then seeing what happens with the mix of gifts and the mix of people and what's happening in the world, and whether the hills are burning or warplanes are flying or people are dying of cholera somewhere, all of that somehow comes to bear under this umbrella of worshiping. So I guess that's what I would say. What does it mean to live under the lordship of Jesus Christ in every aspect of our lives? And that's what interests me most. And I think it affects everything from food to garbology to how we handle our waste to how we do hospitality. I don't know how exactly it's going to affect all those, but that's why I finally said yes. The big question is, will the village allow that to happen?
I don't have much to add to that, because I think each one of us came to this point individually and together. The same answer. For me, a big word that relates to centering Christ in a worship life together is community. And I lived here for 3 years in the early 80s, and a piece that I bring with me from that is that I had to face these people that I lived with daily and seek their forgiveness and seek my own ability to forgive. And I think that's pretty powerful. I want to be a part of that.
Advice to direct whatever. And I could almost hate to be quoted on this in December if you guys ever did it, but
it's on tape.
The idea about becoming more of an intentional community with a covenant to each other. That we agree that we're about something and we hold each other to that, to the point of sometimes saying, I'm not about that anymore, then maybe you're about the boat.
You're about what?
The boat.
The boat might be your best option. Rather than just going on and saying, I work here and I have a place to live here and that's it. But in some way becoming more intentional about forming a covenant. good luck trying.
And then are you volunteering to be the one who speaks about the boat?
Hey, you're a high school teacher, you can do it.
Yeah.
She's supposed to get rid of students.
Here.
I guess if I were a director, I'd like to see maybe a stronger or more intentional program with young people. This week, my family brought 12 teenagers, all of whom were sort of turned off by the youth program this week and have developed their own youth program. And I guess I'd like to imagine that the young people could be the future, are the future of Holden Village, as villagers, as volunteers, as future supporters. And of course, if they have a good experience here, I would have to quiz the 12 that we have to see if they can come back. But I guess as a parent, I had some different expectations from previous years that I experienced here at Holden. And I realize youth ministry takes tremendous amount of energy, and I guess if I were director, I would like to see a full-time youth minister on staff here directing youth program. I think Narnia is a super program, from what I can remember, and I don't have any kids in Narnia this year, but to me, that would be important for the future of the village, to pay attention to the needs and ministry of youth in a real positive way.
This is my 12th summer week over a period of 12 years to be here at Holden. And we've come sometimes, we try to avoid the flies so we don't come in time. it's been interesting to compare the difference between the first couple weeks of June when school's out and then the last couple weeks of August. And my perspective has been, we learned the year that we came at the end of August, that the vitality of the village had waned, and I felt staff were tired. Narnia was being closed down. We had little kids, obviously. We had hoped for vitalized staff still. And the contrast was when we came in June. If we came too early, then some of the college teaching staff hadn't yet been able to get out yet. And so we found that about third, fourth week in June can be real vital. Everybody's fresh and excited.
Trick is to come inside.
One thing that strikes me is that I think that later in the summer, and I don't sense it this time, I don't feel the tiredness of staff. I mean, staff, I guess, would be tired. But I don't feel it this time as a guest at this point of the year. That maybe what's... It sounds like that is also going down, but you have that as an assignment. But I'm wondering, particularly in ministry or even with Narnia, because I think it would happen sometimes in August too, that the staff would feel tired. But it is tiring working with children. It can cease to be very stimulating, that maybe not having staff assignments be the same. I don't know how staff assignments are handled, but I don't know how long they're assigned, but I would think just the rotation or shuffling or something so that people don't be, so that, you know, the gift they have to bring doesn't feel drained and empty.
Just to piggyback on what you're saying, we've had a group from our church come off and on for many years, and initially some of them wanted to come after the fly season, so kind of as late as possible in August. And those of us with kids figured out real soon they didn't want to do that because, as you say, Narnia shut down and things like that. So you want to come early enough so there's still something going on, truly.
Not to belabor youth, but our son came up here this last month for the 20th year. He's 20 this month. Okay, he's been here since he was an infant. And we've been here in most different months, like December, January, February, March, and summer. And sometimes for 2 weeks or longer. And his observation was, some weeks there's a neat group of kids that come together. I don't think the total emphasis is staff. I think a lot of it is the mix of community that comes together each week sometimes you're lucky, sometimes you're not. And it means maybe that the directors have to be cognizant of that. And maybe a little more help is needed if this group is slow starters, and the other times they'll be off and running and you have to hold them back.
I become concerned as a parent that we're offering the kids fluff.
Mm-hmm. Say that again.
We're offering kids fluff. We go hiking, we go to the lake, we go wherever. Spiritually, we don't go into Bible studies. As a parent, I probably could, but I look around and mine would be the only ones there if I did. But I don't see them being offering anything of that. What brings them into the whole life to know the spiritual side? You know, if they came back up here in 3 years and worked, and they were old enough, what would make them know that there's two sides of home? There's the outdoor side and the working side, but what about the things that happen in these rooms? And I get real concerned with my kids that they don't know the side of home that we know and that brings us back year after year after year. And so this is my concern, that somehow, I agree the mix of kids does matter on making things click in some ways, but I also see that sometimes we as adults need to lead them to enjoy the other side of being
close. I think I saw a hand back here. Is it you? Spent and then up there.
If I was the director, I wouldn't be as bashful as three people across.
Oh, yeah.
I would say that Moe had a policy of not having a telephone. And in the 5 years that I was here, it would be over my dead body. It was a telephone story. Mm-hmm. And the other thing also has to do with electronics. When we had come here for an interview, we were told that we would get a list that would be helpful to tell us what we should bring when we come for a year. But the staff coordinators were new and they couldn't find the list. So. I've heard rumor later on what's on the list, and there's a VCR on the list. And I would discourage that very much to be brought into the military. We had one interview with over 14 of them, and it doesn't make a difference to have VCRs in the military.
I appreciate that comment comes from someone who's lived through four winters here. And I would say a person who hasn't lived through a winter here probably needn't comment on that. So I appreciate that. We didn't see a list of what to bring, and consequently, we did not bring VCRs.
I didn't know you were supposed to.
But we brought a piano. And so thanks to all of you who helped carry that piano.
Up in the balcony. It's dark, I can't see your face, but we'll hear your voice.
My name is Rachel, and I'm on the summer staff here, out in the kitchen. I have sort of a question and a comment about, we're talking about community centered under Christ, and the center of that community, it seems to me, is how everyone comes together at Vespers. And in the literature I received before I came, it said, as far as I remember, that Vespers was required of all guests and all staff, and that this was a place that everyone in the village gathered together each evening to share in each other and to worship God. And I've been kind of curious throughout the summer to watch people come and go from Vespers, and I don't know if there's an answer to making people go to Vespers mandatorily. It's, you can't really be their parents and go around to all the lodges and say, you know, get out of bed, go to Vespers. But it concerns me because I've seen a lot of people choosing not to attend Vespers when I believe they should. And I'm in the same position, I guess. I don't want to be their parents and say, go. But I think that maybe this is a very important point that we're overlooking, and we need to make sure that maybe people who come up here as staff and or guests need to be aware that this is the center of our life here. So.
Thanks, Rachel.
If I were the director, then having been here for 15 months, I would like to see us be able to communicate more directly with one another as people that are in community. Also, I'd like to see us live more holistically in the fact of this smoking, that maybe that people can't smoke on every porch, but there's only a designated place where people can smoke so that the non-smokers don't have to be subjected to the smokers. And that means in the workplace there's no smoking, or I know that here we could not do that, but maybe there's one place in the whole village that the smokers could go to.
But make it in community too.
Up in Taylor's
And I also agree with Scott that people are not here if they're just here to hang out and not be part of the community, then they should leave.
I want to affirm the center of worship. And I think not just, and I don't think you meant just the formal times of worship, but a thread of worship that runs through everything that happens in the village, so that we are praising God in a great variety of ways. I think I connected to that very much, the notion of community, and I've only been here as a guest and only for 1 week at a time. And I've always wondered how the longer term community could be a little bit better integrated with the short termers. And yet at the same time, understanding the need for long termers, I think, to kind of have their sense of community for the long haul, you know. So I understand the tension in that, but yet kind of yearn for the taste of the greater community, the long-term community, to somehow. I think part of it comes in something that the woman to my left mentioned earlier that I have missed also, and that is the more forum, more opportunities to really extend conversation around the issues or the thoughts or whatever, rather than always kind of in the uncomfortable situations, or at least uncomfortable for me sometimes, even though I'm an off-the-charts extrovert, of always meeting new people at each meal or wondering, does this person sitting on the porch or in the patio really want to talk to me? And one more time, here, where are you from? You know, but to have those opportunities to come together that build true community when we're really sharing our hearts, our thoughts, struggling with the issues, and encountering each other. And that, too, is a form of worship.
Yeah.
To go along with that, I think that you had a good point, but sometimes it would be nice to have something else to talk about than where are you from and what, you know, how long are you here. Sometimes it would be nice if we would just have some suggestions of things that we can discuss, you know, even for mealtime. You know, today, why don't we talk about such and such, you know, and then we could maybe talk about that around the table a little bit and get on to something else other than just talking about personal things about one another, trying to figure out who you are and where you're from.
Following Ruby, actually I had three ideas, but one of them, you all know Dan Erlander, I take it.
The joke here is, if you don't know, that Susan and Martin have come from being campus pastors at Pacific Lutheran University, where they were colleagues of Dan Erlander's, who used to be the village pastor here. So,
and I worked with him here.
And you worked with him, and Janet worked with
him. And Dan, if you've noticed kind of how odd I am, Dan and I share a brain, and so... Well, we're two left half. It's really odd.
Anyway, in speaking of community, there was one summer here where every morning at breakfast, a different oxymoron was presented.
Right.
And it helped in the sense that everybody got to talking with each other. Your idea, Ruby, about it to get people to talk about something, that was a good opening. Second item, the comment about the Vespers and people coming. One year, a gentleman, rather indignant, said, I'm from the Missouri Synod, and the Vespers is in the Green Book. Now, I don't think we need to be that strict, but I think he had a good point, that Vespers is Christ-centered, and that that is the element of all Vespers. If we stray from that, I think we do a disservice to all. The third item, there's been so many ideas coming. The woman here in front of me was commenting about the bringing the children or the young people into things. Our older son, when he graduated from high school, had been coming to Holy. I did not perceive that he attended any of these sessions, but he did interrelate with the young people in the staff and other guests. When he graduated from high school and didn't know where he was going, he said, Mom and Dad, I'm going to Holden for a month. He said, have you got a job? He said, no. I said, here's a tent. Have a good time. He came up here, and the people that were here were great. It was the support. So my comment there is, even though we don't think the kids are getting anything, they surprise you.
Paul? I'd like to kind of build on several persons' comments in the last few minutes, namely the notion of community building. And reflecting on the experience I had a number of years ago in Seattle at Seattle University, it was a program that I was pursuing in religious education, and it was a 6-week-long program, and for the first, I think, 4 or 5 days, was focused primarily on community building, in which we gathered in groups of about 8 or 10, which is a good size for sharing. And it was a faith-sharing experience for about 3 or 4 days. In the course of that 3 or 4 days, we developed a very, very fine sense of community among those people. And in the course of that faith-sharing, people were sharing turning points of the faith in their own life. And it generated profound friendships within a short time, and this carried over throughout the entire summer. So I guess all I'm really saying is that I think maybe there needs to be some vehicles, as has been suggested, whether a topic for a breakfast or a lunch at the one vehicle. Or maybe the possibility of something when staff comes to several days in which people break into small groups and there's some real sharing of the possibility in the faith context. I guess that says what I want to say.
Thank you. Beth?
Monday I went to two groups to listen, and I enjoyed both groups, and it was a continuing series. So on Tuesday, they all of a sudden were at the same time. And then I think Wednesday today, all of a sudden I had 3 choices at the same time. And I thought, well, one of the reasons I came up here is because I had all these memories from, you know, weeks before when I bring my needlework and just listen and get some stimulation from my brain that I wasn't getting at other times. So, I mean, here Monday you go, oh, this sounds good, right, fine, this is me, I'm going to pursue this. This sounds great, I'm going to pursue it. And all of a sudden, wow, day two. I could go on a hike and miss one, but this one, I'm here and I'm ready and I want to see it. I've got to reject something. And I'm missing out. And it would be nice if we could, you know, find a series we like and be able to stick through it, and find 2 series we like and be able to stick through it without having to miss something.
The mention of Dan Erwin reminded me of the evolution I've seen in 12 years of the kind of attitude and incorporation and appreciation of families being part of the community. And I want to really uphold and affirm that it has evolved to be a very family positive place. There was a time when it had felt difficult if you have young children in particular. And the family hints and things that showed up in the lodges after our kids were old enough to, you know, we had figured those out, but it took us like 3 years to thought, how wonderful that this has now been written and shared so that young families experiencing this can easily adapt to the schedules and routines and know kind of the ropes. So I want to, I hope that the support of Holden as being a special place to nurture families
and support them, you know, as they, you know, angle back out into their own home communities is helpful. I had another thought, and that is that it's disconcerting to me that when, as a community, you know, we're asked to listen and be quiet to something that actually becomes very repetitive that we hear. And I think that it's in conflict with what really our deepest intention is. It seems to me to find another pathway for communicating about table clearing so that it's not done at every meal. It just jars and rattles everyone. And
can I give you a hint about that?
Well,
it's only at the second setting.
Well, I only come to the second setting. But it seems to me another way to do that is that often the way that the tables, you know, are that you do a mixing, and if one table is new and the other table beside them, that they could, you know, we can teach each other. It seems to me that it's a wonderful change to not have the waitress running back and forth doing the food. They wore out pairs of tennis shoes doing that. It's so much nicer and more community to be able to have your table have a representative go and get a refill. So it seems to me that there could be a way of sharing instructions and stuff like that.
Back
and write it out. That's what Laura's saying and stamp it up.
As far as the table instructions, most of the time, the first day you're there, if you're brand new, usually there's somebody at your table. I mean, you could ask, is there any table that has absolutely no one who has been in that table? And the rest of it is, okay, somebody at your table, you know, show hands, knows what the procedure is. You watch them, and tomorrow you can teach the new people. And because most of the time, I mean, you know, we already know what to do, and we can show anybody who's new at the table. So maybe it's just to show who does the bill clearing procedure, somebody at your table will let you know.
I've come to Holden four or five times, I guess, and mainly with our group from Queen Anne in Seattle, which is a group with large and evolving families. I've watched Rich and Candy's kids grow up. And the first years that I was here, they're two absolutely wonderful, adorable teenage boys, were little toddlers. And when they were a little rambunctious, the families had the option of sitting up there on couches and still hearing the lessons and the forums and stuff. And that option doesn't seem to be available anymore for people with toddlers or crawly kids. And I was at one forum where somebody brought in a delightful baby who needed to get around and was making a little noise. And the leader said, oh, don't worry. It doesn't bother me. And I want to say, it bothers me, and I'm here to listen, and I can't hear you. So I would hope that the directors would make some provisions for families who are with their children and children that can't be in learning.
And if I can say, if I were the director of Holden, I'd fix the PA system into the room that the family can say, you can take your children to. What it hasn't worked in 3 years.
Is that the coffee shop? It's supposed to be?
Yeah.
I would like to compliment a lot of the ADA stuff that I've been seeing around here, the Americans with Disabilities Act, but I still see like 3 areas that could really be worked on. And one would be making sure that one of the lodges has lighting for fire drills for impaired people, so that they feel comfortable in here and they're not scared that they're going to be stuck in a burning building. Mm-hmm. Also, it might have a light that hooks up, but when the bell rings, that they also know that something's going on, they can go out and check what's going on, so every time it rings. Mm-hmm. Maybe some stuff for visually impaired, so they can check and see what room they're going into. Some braille numbers, some large numbers, whatever it might be. Also enlarging, maybe some of the maps and some paperwork so that older people who just can't see as well as before, or people that are just visually impaired, who have an enlarged version of the matins and the vespers. I know they also make some hymn books now in large print. And also to make sure that there's wheelchair accessible bathrooms, because there's a lot of bathrooms I know that some of my students at school can't make it from one place to another building. They've got to go now or something, and they don't have time. And here especially, if they're having to be mobile themselves, trying to get from here to the only lodge with a bathroom, it's going to be very embarrassing for them. Those are my 3 points.
Thank you.
upstairs. Down upstairs, yeah.
Well, I'd like to piggyback on one of the first comments made with the singing of the table prayers. I miss that. And I also miss the bee sings.
I do too.
My voice just waiting for this one.
There's an awful lot of Holy Spirit that's in there that I find missing.
Maybe I should do a little annotation. Yes, I can be the whispering wizard.
Yes.
Bee sings. Started many years ago with a musician who was here every summer. His name was Beanie. And there are a lot of songs that have been written for Holden to other tunes. Mm-hmm. And they used to be sung in the dining hall, I think, after every supper, is that right? Or different times. But they were sung in the dining hall. There are little books on the table.
They used to be.
And I think partly the singing of those tunes, when you start singing about Heart Lake, and you go, well, gee, I haven't been there. I better check this out. And I think it just gives everybody a wider picture of the scope. It might encourage people to write new words, too. You know, more new tunes.
The prayer cards, by the way, are being revised. And so they were going to be finished and revised before we got here. And I think I'm the one who said, I want to see them before they're put back on the tables. So the plan is they'll be back and we'll pray and sing our prayers together. But
that's the other one.
Yeah, but these were the prayer cards they're fixing are just verbal prayers. The ones we've been saying since Flip's time on have been just plain old saying
spoken
prayers.
Okay. What do you ask?
I want to sing.
Singing.
There's
prayer.
Some of them. Yeah.
Some of them were sung.
They were sung to tunes.
They were.
You know, not only the Beanie Sings left, but I do remember, and this hits under the Holden and Laramie, and I know every week of Holden is different. It's a different shuffle of people, not only as guests, but talent and, you know, interests, whatever. So, but I do recall, and I don't know who facilitated it, and I do feel staff is stretched, so it's not, you know, it's not like I want to add more responsibility to anybody. But, there were times when the dining hall late dry days would do
strange things,
or the cooks would do funny things. I mean, it would be entertaining. It was added to that the Holden hilarity aspect, and I think that my husband hates the Beanie Sings. I love them.
You're so funny.
But you know, I think sometimes when you don't like something, at least it becomes a memory. You know.
That's what he's hoping for, right? That it will stay a memory. Yes, sir.
I've been here the last week. I've been here. This is the first time I've been here over about 8 years. And as far as I can see, I just want the directors to know I'm having a great time. I think the staff is wonderful. I understand how one little bit of sand in a smooth running machine can really great, but for the most part, it's functioning very well. I'm having a great time. I got some great staff. I'm sorry I'm leaving. So.
Your name? Would you like to sign up with volunteers? Yeah, up here.
John knows about hydros.
Oh.
Ooh. You can come back.
Up here.
Also with the prayer cards, I think it'd be really beneficial if you could make those available in the bookstore, because that's something that it'd be nice to bring that back home. It brings a piece of Holden back to your house.
Good idea.
Especially for your children who are learning to read and incorporating and milk that in a meantime.
People used to steal them all the time.
Well, I know, but then you lose
them. Now, what era they were available in the bookstore?
And
over the past 17 years, these things have come and gone. So, and then another year, we heard there were copyright problems.
It's a copyright issue.
So,
if I were the director, I would change the material that leaves the village to advertise this place to the general public. To the aspect that you emphasize that life at Holden, the summer community, is a week-long experience. to fully appreciate it, come for a week. The reason I make that statement is there was a family here celebrating an anniversary. They came in on a Tuesday and they left on a Friday. And they bent my ear about not having any meat. I said, gee, you missed it all on Sunday.
Dan?
In regard to Holton Polarity, I know that I've heard some people have commented that there seems to be some lack of that this year, at least compared to other years. But the directors might consider having a village jester on staff.
Why do you think they hired me?
Trying to get your sticks.
Since that was assumed, just someone to help you. But obviously, such a person would not be doing all the hilarity, but such a person could see the opportunities and encourage others in this. Because there are times, obviously, when it's a little hard to be hilarious. And we need somebody to sometimes see the lighter side of situations. And maybe someone just to encourage this sort of thing from to happen. So
this is a great comment. This call for hilarity is coming from the registrar who has the hardest job in the village besides the cooks and the child care people. I appreciate that.
I think so.
To be funny on purpose is such a gift. Very few people have that funny on purpose gift.
Yeah. One year that we were here, I think it was probably one of our earliest years, there was an all-village talent show. And again, people who are coming for a week, if you know that every Saturday night, it was always on, it was Saturday, was an all-village talent show, then people and the youth, et cetera, can start planning different skits and things. And I mean, there were just, the particular year I remember, it was hilarious, takeoffs on Mr. Rogers and take off on at the time 60 minutes point counterpoint, whether or not the tea bag was a compostable or a combustible. A style show that was hilarious. Somebody with a three-quarter length sleeve, and they had three quarters taped to their sleeves. These are dumb things.
Did your husband like this? I hate to tell you this, but we had one last week.
Oh! And again, the community building, though, you know, when you have at least, you know, if the pattern is that people come for a week, there is that shuffle. Some weeks will probably be better.
You in the red shirt, you've kind of made up. I want a talk gesture. No. I'm a college teacher, so I'm also.
Okay. Either that or.
Who wiggled?
Bidding a.
Would you like to buy? Would you like to buy a wardrobe? Yep.
One other thing. And this depends partly, I think, on the village musician, because some years when we've been here, it seems like there's really an effort to involve anybody that's in the village with an instrument, no matter what age. And at least one other time that we've been here, it was like I never saw anything that was trying to pull them out. And I would like to see that, because if somebody has the guts to bring an instrument up here, they should be recognized and have their talents used, shared.
Sven?
I would like to go back to the meeting. All the villagers are committed to activity. And look at those songs. They are really terrible. They are not for this place or any other. They were written at a time when the language was completely different.
Well, we need some people that'll update it to make them current.
A week or so ago, we had a sing-along in which we sang some of the songs. And it was the first week of all the fire stuff, and I was here without Susan and Martin, and I really needed to laugh, so I went that night. And I was touched by, I mean, I was part of that era too, and Beanie died 10 years ago, just the thing, you know, that lingering tradition. I was touched by how pertinent they still are. I mean, you still go to Hart Lake, you still get on the boat and ride up Lake Chelan. But yet I was also realizing these are really old songs. I just wish somebody would be touched now to write the songs that...
Who will write a song about table clearing procedures? Yeah. So we could all sing it together.
There you go.
We're 10 minutes to the end, which means that those of you who have been waiting to see if someone will say the thing you want said, need to say it now. Yes.
I'd like to speak for those who have only been here a couple times or only once.
Good.
I don't know any of the songs, and maybe one familiar song during the week would be kind of nice.
In
abortion.
And it's real hard to see that overhead. Yes.
I came in late, so I don't know whether this was mentioned or not, but I really miss the morning music, the wake-up music. You always heard the weather report every morning. You either heard raindrops keep falling on your head, or what a beautiful morning, and a couple of hymns. Mm-hmm. And it was a wondrous way to wake up.
Mm-hmm. And jingle bells in the summer.
Others?
I think that... what I enjoy the most and find community building is when I have a chance to perform is somebody who doesn't particularly have any talent even, but that somehow there's a forum that calls for people to do whatever it is that they do. We're not here to be entertained particularly. And it seems to me the best times come when there is something that, there is some sort of forum where you're asked to participate and you have a way of entertaining yourself. Like even a no talent talent show would help people who had no talent be able to be a part of it.
I'd like there to be a new sign at the entrance to the village. Mm-hmm. It says on one side as you come in, "Welcome to Holden Village. We're not the same as we were the last time you were here. And neither are you."
We could do that tomorrow.
And on the way out, it says, "Thank you for being Holden. We're not the same as we were when you came. And neither are you." To encourage this kind of ownership of the village at any given time. We sometimes forget, I think, that Holden is what we make it every day. And we've had a wonderful assortment of great ideas. And I look forward to people stepping up and saying, "Let's do this." I think that's the way Holden has been hilarious over the years. And a rich place, much like what you said.
I'd love to speak for someone who was here earlier in the summer, who spoke about Hunger Awareness Day and said, "Well, that's fine, but you know, there are a lot of other issues in the world. And how could we incorporate those into our daily routine?" And the unexpected suggestion that came out of this conversation was to have at one setting of one meal during the week, a silent meal. Mm. And in part, it goes back to Sven's point about televisions and VCRs and telephones and so forth, that one of the things that's going on in our world is overload, and it's hard to listen. And to have a quiet place at one meal, one setting, once a week.
I think back over the different, you know, evolutions of hunger awareness, and an idea such as what you're saying is contemplated and moved into action. I would suggest that it not be something that is, you know, laid on to the whole village, but that there be a space within the village for those who found this to be a meaningful experience that they could go to that room and have that be their experience. So it's intentional. Mm-hmm. I think that when, you know, something that is intended to be intentional, and when it's not intentional, it can feel imposed upon. I think it gives just the reverse message, like the hunger awareness irony is that that was the night that the ice cream sales skyrocketed.
Mm-hmm. I always thought we should charge an extra nickel for ice cream that night. Indulgence money.
I have one last thing on VCRs. When I can sit on the porch of my lodge and watch and listen to the VCR, it drives me to madness. There is a VCR in the village that we can watch from Lodge 2. We can watch from the porch of Lodge 2 in here, and when we go to bed, we can still hear it. And we move to bed at 10:30. And so that's
mine.
Dan.
Just to reinforce the comment that you made just a minute ago, if I were back from the village, I would see if there would be some way of building, assigning a space that's for contemplation, prayer, for quiet. Because the village, particularly in the summertime, is so busy and so active. And that's an important part of life here, but the contemplative side is not given much due here at this place. And I wish there were a place that we could go, maybe a small structure that's away from the village, but easily accessible nonetheless.
That's the whole idea of Postinia.
But that's up in the VC, where there's so much going on in the VC. It's also a very small space. I think we need to be nice to have a somewhat larger space that's very comfortable. But it's there for contemplation and prayer. It's not for socializing. It's for those purposes, for people who want to kind of get away from the hubbub of the village and have a chance to do those sorts of things. And just to reinforce the importance of the contemplative, which is not given a very high position really in village summertime. There's no place for that, really.
I suggested to Susan that I had a goal of seeing a hermitage built up here, someplace that would serve that function, and her response, as I recall, was that it would become a love nest.
Certainly, all these desert hermits had that problem. You and then Janet can have the last word.
I like Martin's sign, but I think the one thing I would not change about Holden that I have valued over the years is that it so celebrates the diversity of the people that come here. Mm-hmm. That I don't know if anybody that's come that has any kind of difference in it, that has not been celebrated very much. It's something that I treasure and is a gift to me.
Thank you. I just wanted to invite the conversation that started here tonight not to end, but any one of us would be glad to visit some more, but we heard a lot about families earlier, and I'd be interested to hear from people who, adults without children, what would make this place a better place for you. So I think all of us would like to hear that, but we didn't hear much about that tonight, so I'd like to hear about that sometime if people have ideas.
Well, I started out by saying I am a strict timekeeper, and 1 hour has passed, and as Janet has said, the conversation doesn't end. We just move, at least some of us, from this space. These three people are around and accessible and eager to hear from you, as are all of us. So thank you very much.